Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The question we're asking, what is Iran getting out of funding and promoting anti-Israel protests? An article that appeared in the Jewish Telegraphic Agency headlined, "The Director of National Intelligence is warning that Iran is funding anti-Israel protests in the United States." Joining us now to unpack this a little further, Sean Sack, we welcome you back, senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean, good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. Good to be back. How are you?
No, good to all good, Sean. Thanks for asking. I hope you're keeping well. And thanks once again for taking the time to help us unpack this issue regarding Iran now. What are they getting out of funding, promoting anti-Israel protests? So besides that, Sean, what are we seeing at play here?
Okay, so this is actually part of a bigger issue that we've been monitoring for a while as NGO Monitor.
Right.
It started as something in Europe where a lot of organizations with names like the Prison Solidarity Movement or Samidun began popping up all around Europe over the last decade. And then similarly across the United States, particularly on university campuses, you had Students for Justice in Palestine, American Muslims for Palestine, and more recently also Prison Solidarity Networks. And all of these groups were set up initially under apparently legitimate terms. In the US, it's called a 501c3. Basically, they were set up as non-for-profits and NGOs. And over time, their activities became far more militant, and we saw the results of that all too clearly across U.S. campuses and other places around the world. And when the funding of these organizations started to come to light, a very shady picture came in, in that, firstly, the amount of money that they claimed didn't necessarily always match the amount of money they were spending. And secondly, because these were non-profits, they were receiving large amounts of money from private donors, but also from organizations across the world and in Europe that already had been flagged because of their connections to various Iranian shadow groups and also to terror groups that were known as money laundering for money laundering operations of terrorists across Europe. And this money was finding its way into these, shall we call, non-profits that were stirring up trouble across the U.S. and on campuses.
Sean, what's astounding here, you mentioned earlier on, is that, they qualified according to the laws of the land to establish themselves, et cetera, et cetera. And all of a sudden, then their true colors started to surface. So how come authorities couldn't quite put two and two together here?
Well, again, it's one of those things. You're innocent until you do something that proves you guilty. So very often, the liberal democracies and open democracies like the United States and across Europe were easy targets for these organizations and people with sinister motives. They set up these organizations that apparently were well-meaning. Nobody was suspicious. But then at the turn of a hat, very quickly, these organizations became the instigators of militant, not only anti-Israel activities, but also sometimes just blatant anti-Semitism.
Right. And Sean, at this stage, are we seeing now a definitive increase in this kind of activity?
So what was very interesting, and this came from the National Intelligence Agencies in the U.S., is they noticed an increase in the popularity of these organizations at the same time as they were becoming more militant. It appears, unfortunately, that a lot of the funding was already in place before this happened. Meaning that in many cases, when you were talking about the sinister activities of Iran, they were funding these organizations and propping them up almost like they were waiting for an excuse to set them off and let them run rampant across the U.S. and other countries as well.
Right. Sean, if I can just share this question from one of our listeners. He's asking, the new Iranian president is a so-called reformer. He said he wants to be friendly with all except Israel. Does that mean he's okay with the United States? Just running that by you.
So I'll be honest, I'm not expert on Iran, but I will tell you that every single Iranian, with the exception of the previous Iranian prime minister, but every single Iranian leader since the revolution has been, we've been told, oh, he's a reformer, he's a moderate. So okay. I'm not going to buy the current, oh, he's a reformer, he's a moderate, things will change. Mm. We've been hearing that for nearly 45 years.
Indeed. Sean, let's go back to these organizations. Yes, there seems to be a distinct rise in their activities and what have you. So what steps now are being taken to rein in these organizations?
So at the very least, now that the various intelligence authorities in the U.S. are realizing there's a problem, there's going to start being investigations. The IRS, the Internal Revenue Service of the United States, are going to start looking more closely at the nonprofit declarations of these organizations. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the process of actually clamping down is still in its infancy. And there obviously, like anything else, there's a lot of politics involved. But the U.S. has realized this is a problem and will over time start taking action against the more sinister organizations. Mm-hmm. And the more sinister funding channels.
Sure. Sean, we have spoken about how these organizations now have encroached within the United States and the European arena. So besides that, where else do we see in the world this this phenomenon rearing its ugly head, so to speak? Do we see it here on the African continent, for example?
Unfortunately, the answer is not only is it prevalent in South Africa, mm-hmm. there is absolutely, it's absolutely saturated, and there's very little way of actually tracking sinister money to nonprofit organizations in South Africa. And that is a major problem because the registrar, the registrar is not maintained. The tax status of a lot of these organizations, once they qualify for tax exempt status, there are no government authorities that are doing regular checks of where the funding is coming from.
Right.
And more importantly, these organizations are able to bring in large amounts of cash under the guise of development or humanitarian aid or advocacy from around the world. And because South Africa has good relationships with Iran and other countries that are kind of hostile to the West and to Israel, the previous South African government has not really taken any action. In fact, they've let all of this money go. Mm-hmm. And it is a huge problem for the pro-Israel and Jewish community.
Sean, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much once again for joining us. Always great having you on board the Afternoon Overdrive. Sean Sachs, Senior Researcher at NGO Monitor, looking at Iran. What is Iran? And it's the tentacles of Iran spreading across the world, you could say, getting out of funding and promoting anti-Israel protests. Thanks once again to Sean Sachs.